sat on your knee as you blessed them, as you blessed me. We are closer than the leper you touched fearlessly as you cleansed him, as you cleansed me. We are closer than the 12 in the upper room, closer than the women at the empty tomb, closer than Thomas with his hand in your scars, closer than John with his head on your heart.
Welcome to the Encounter Jesus podcast, also known as the Feel Like Jesus is Hugging You Today podcast. I'm Elizabeth Ellenshaw, and today we will be talking about some really crazy and exciting stuff that happens in heaven when we pray. Because when John had a vision of heaven in the book of Revelation, he saw a picture of what your prayers look like in heaven. He got to smell what your prayers smell like to God. And he even saw what happens when God tells an angel to take your prayers and set them on fire. For the person listening right now, that you would encourage them how valuable their prayers are to you, that they're so valuable you would store them in a bowl of solid gold. I pray you would encourage them how pleasing their prayers are to you, so pleasing that you want the room where you are to smell like your children's prayers. And encourage them how powerful their prayers are, that you will use them to send explosions of fire from heaven to earth, so that they will pray with great faith and never give up. In Jesus' name, amen. Last episode, I suggested reading Revelation chapters 4 and 5, which describe John's vision of the throne room of God in heaven. If you read it and you tried to picture it, you will have found some pretty stretching fuel for your imagination. I'm still not sure how to picture an emerald like a rainbow, or a rainbow like an emerald. Is it green or is it all colors? I am stretching my imagination to imagine what a voice like a trumpet sounds like, what a sea as smooth as glass and shining like crystal looks like, what it's like to hear thunder roar out of the throne and see lightning shoot out of the throne. There are a lot of symbols in these chapters, but there are only two times in the whole scene that John explicitly tells us what a symbol means, so we don't have to guess. I wish he'd done that for a lot more of them, but I guess these are some he really doesn't want us to miss. And one of these images that it's most important to John that we understand is the image of golden bowls full of incense. The 24 elders who surround God's throne and ceaselessly worship him are each holding something in each hand. In one hand, they have a golden harp, and in the other hand, they have a golden bowl full of incense. And then John whispers, to be sure we get it, "The incense is the prayers of God's people." Wow! The incense in heaven includes my prayers? I can contribute something to this heavenly scene? I have the opportunity to add my prayers to those heavenly bowls and to keep adding more? I see from this image that my prayers are valuable to God, so valuable that he doesn't lose them. His servants gather them and carry them and present them to him in golden bowls. I see that my prayers can smell good to God and they can please him, because incense is the stuff that smells good. I see that it somehow contributes to the worship going on in heaven that I am praying right now. And that makes prayer seem like the most important and powerful thing I could ever do. What else could I do today that would get sent up to heaven and presented to God before his throne in the heavenly worship service that is going on there right now? Sometimes we are afraid that our prayers are a waste of time, but they are touching eternity. I think that would be enough. Just to know that my prayers are incense that pleases God, that somehow adds to the aroma of the atmosphere in his presence. But there's more. Three chapters later in Revelation 8, John sees the same image again. He writes, "An angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all God's people on the golden altar in front of the throne." This reminds me of the story of Zechariah in the Christmas story in Luke. Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth had prayed for a baby their whole lives but never received one. Meanwhile, God's people Israel had been praying for the Messiah to come for centuries, but they hadn't received the answer either. And then in his old age, Zechariah is chosen to be the priest who will get to go into the temple in Jerusalem and do the exact same thing John saw this angel in heaven do, burn incense on the altar, which symbolized the prayers of God's people. So all the other people in the temple stand outside praying, while Zechariah alone gets to lift the curtain and step through it into the holy place where the golden incense altar stood. Priests burned incense here every morning and every evening. So when Zechariah stepped inside the holy chamber, the smell in the atmosphere must have been so heavy and strong, like the smell of the cumulative prayers of God's people for centuries. Zechariah would see the altar of incense straight ahead of him, and right behind it, right beyond it, was the second curtain, the one he could not go through, into the Holy of Holies, where God's presence was. Now John, in Revelation 8, sees there is a golden altar for incense in the heavenly throne room, just like there was in the earthly temple. And just like the earthly incense altar was in front of the curtain into the Holy of Holies where God was, this heavenly incense altar is right in front of the throne where God is. But there's no curtain needed here in heaven. Now, when Zechariah burned his incense after a lifetime of prayer and the smoke of it started rising, something incredible happened. He looked up and through the swirl of smoke, he saw a face of someone standing there. And he probably screamed in terror, and the person standing there said, "Do not fear, Zechariah. God has heard your prayers." And then out through the smoke stepped the angel Gabriel, and he explained to Zechariah that both his lifetime of prayers for a child and all the centuries of God's people's prayers for the Messiah would be answered now. Zechariah and Elizabeth would have a miracle baby, and their son would prepare the way for the coming of Jesus Messiah. What happens in heaven after the angel burned the incense? John says, "The smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of God's people, went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer. He filled it with fire from the altar where he had just burned the incense, and he hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake." So both these stories, that of Zechariah burning incense and the angel in heaven burning incense, show that human prayers accumulate in the presence of God over many, many years. And when the time is right, the answer comes. The scene in Revelation shows that our prayers are offered to God as part of the heavenly worship service, and then the fire from that altar comes back down to earth and changes things. But notice the angel was given much incense to offer, like a lot of people praying a lot of prayers over a lot of years, and only after he had fully offered it all was God's power released like fire from heaven to earth. Imagining this scene when I pray gives me encouragement to pray for really big things, things that God's people have been asking for a really long time, and to keep praying for them for my whole life. Who knows how big the bowls in heaven are, and how many people all over the world need to pray for something, and for how long, before all the incense is burned and the fire comes down from heaven to earth and brings the transformation. All the time that the bowls are filling, on earth, it looks like nothing is changing. But in heaven, your prayers and my prayers and every person's every prayer is making a difference. And when the time is right, God will tell the angel to set those prayers on fire and throw that fire from heaven to earth and blow up some stuff. Today, I invite you to imagine your prayers going up and contributing to the filling of the incense bowls in heaven. What transformations do you want to ask God to pour out on the earth? What prayer requests might you have given up on that you want to start praying again and keep filling up that bowl in heaven?
Closer than John with his head on your heart, because I am inside of you and you are inside of me.